This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to part 7 of this daily devotional special series, Love and Peace, or Peace and Love, as you want to put it. And today, we're studying 2 John and verse 3. And it says this: Grace, mercy, and peace, which come from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, will continue to be with us who live in truth and love. Grace, mercy, and peace, which comes from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, will continue to be with us who live in truth and love. You know, when I woke this morning, I was feeling joyous and full of the Lord. And then I was attacked. I began to think about my life. I began to think about my life in the past. I began to look back on my life, and I began to be dissatisfied with what I had done in the past and the things I'd done wrong in the past. And it really got to me. Last night I'd watched a movie called Billy Graham, The Early Years, AJ. About Billy Graham's early life and how he became a Christian, what he was doing, his life. And at one time during his career, he met a man called Dr. Charles Templeton, who was an evangelist. He worked for Christ for All Nations. He worked for Youth for Christ, various organizations like this. And then one day, when he was visiting in hospital, Charles Templeton happened to watch on the television some images just after the war of what had happened to the Jews in Auschwitz and the Jews in other concentration camps throughout Germany and Poland. And he began to question God, and he began to say, how can a God of love do that or allow that to happen? How can he? And he began to question his own faith. And one day he was talking with Billy Graham at a conference and was questioning Billy Graham, saying, how can you possibly believe this stuff? How can you believe what the Bible says? He said, I know that Jesus Christ was an incredible teacher. I know that he was the most divine man ever to live in history. But I now know he wasn't the Son of God. And this troubled Billy Graham very much. And from what I could see, he began to question his own faith. And he was in the woods on his knees. And he cried out to God. And he said, Lord, where are you? Speak to me. I need to hear from you. Lord God, I need to hear from you now. Where is your peace? Where is your love? And he was saying these things. And suddenly, he said, I have it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I have it. I have it, Lord. I understand now, Lord. And what he was saying was simply this. If you believe there are inconsistencies in the Bible, you have to believe the inspired word of God. Why? Through faith. Through faith. and understanding faith, and you believe it's the Word of God through faith. And we know, as Dr. Billy Graham said to Charles Templeton, when he was asked, how can God allow that to happen? Billy Graham just looked at him and said, God didn't allow it to happen. Man allowed it to happen. Beloved, if you feel that your grace and your peace seems to be slipping from you, especially your peace, know this. God is telling us this today. That grace and mercy and peace which comes from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, will continue to be with us who live in truth and love. You know, I can remember talking to my father who went to be with the Lord some 13, 14 years ago. I can remember talking to my dad who was a theologian and loved the Lord so much. And for many years he preached that the Holy Spirit was not available to us today, that died out in the first century. And my dad believed that until he was touched by the Holy Spirit in a powerful way in 1967. And it changed his life and it changed my mother's life. And then my dad began to seriously regret things he'd done in his life. And I can remember talking to him and saying, Dad, it's gone. It's finished. It's over. It's been laid at the foot of the cross. Why are you looking back on it now? Why are you doing that? And I found myself this very morning doing exactly that. Looking back at my life. You see, I look at the life of Billy Graham and I think this man has been on fire for God. He's 96 years old now and he's been on fire for God most of his life. And he was married for 64 years. And there was purity in that man. Wonderful purity in that man. But then I was reminded of what Romans, the third chapter, and verse 23 says, all of us sin and fall short. Even Billy Graham sinned and fell short. Beloved, I am learning right now not to keep looking back. Today I wanted a word from God. And I opened my Bible. And the Lord spoke clearly to me. And he said this from John, the 6th chapter and verse 24. I assure you, please listen to this, beloved. This is really important. And I feel that it's going to set someone free. I assure you, those who listen to my message, says Jesus, and believe in God who sent me, have eternal life. They will never, say never, they will never be condemned for their sins. But they have already passed from death into life. They will never be condemned for their sins, says the Lord God Almighty. For they have already passed from death into life. That is what the Bible told me. That is what my Heavenly Father told me today. And I am so grateful to Him. When we look back, the one thing that happens when we look back is the peace goes. The peace goes because we are looking back. The joy goes because we are looking back. And it is not Jesus who wants us to look back, because if we have asked for forgiveness for our sins, they have gone. As far as the east is from the west, they are no longer there. That is what the Bible says, and that is what we believe in faith. As far as the east is from the west, my sins are taken from me. Your sins are removed from you. As far as the east is from the west, beloved, listen. When you look back on the things that you've done wrong, on all the wrongdoing in your life, all you're doing is dragging up the past And as a consequence, Satan is rubbing his hands together with glee because he knows that by considering this, by encouraging you to look back, he's going to take away your joy and your peace and make you feel out of sorts. That is what happened to me, and it is an attack from the evil one, beloved, and it's got to be got rid of. It needs to be thrown in the bin. Yes, we've done wrong. Yes, the Lord has forgiven you. Yes, the Lord has forgiven me. And I pray now, Father, as I am bringing this word, as I am bringing your inspired word, that you would replace all of this anger and disappointment and replace it with peace. I pray that your peace and your love would fall now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it fall now, Father, right across this world, to those who are listening to this message, either by Worship Radio 247, Lord, or by the podcast, whatever medium, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would allow your peace to fall upon us as we say to you, you are the Lord. Jesus, you are the Son of God. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us. And Father, thank you for Billy Graham's life. And thank you for all those millions of people that his message has touched in some way. Many can say they come to know you, Father, through this man who gave his heart to you in a tent revival meeting many, many years ago, and his life was changed. For you are the God that heals. You are the God that provides. And we declare to you now, Lord, we love you. We adore you. We honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.